could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Declan Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Lost World Reptiles out of Tampa Bay, Florida is...
Gino Sassani.
Here to answer your reptile questions, snakes or lizards, frogs, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Oh, Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats and with a special treat, and Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is the way to go. A healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that I guarantee your cats will fall in love with, because mine have, all three of them. You can find it at vitacraft.us, you can find it at walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Also, Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats, they teamed up with us, Talking Pets, to give you 10% off on their treat supplements for dogs. And, by the way, you can get that 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. Don't forget, you can check us out on live on Facebook right now at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can go to the website, talkinpets.com, and you can listen live there. Or you can listen to any show because they're archived up in the podcast button. So check it out. This is Talkin' Pets.
There's a waiting room, fiery depths of hell. Take a closer look at the holy book, but as far as I can tell, there's a waiting room. There's a waiting room. There's a waiting room, the fiery depths of hell.
And that's GESasani.com if you want to check it out for his music. That song was called
Waiting Room.
And you have 17 tracks on the new
17 tracks on this album, so you're getting your money's worth.
So, and again, GESasani.com, or they can go to your Facebook?
Either one, GESasani.com or Facebook slash GESasani.
Sounds good.
I have a really good question. I have two of them,
okay,
actually. How can you tell the difference between a reptile and an amphibian?
Well, because amphibians have dual life systems. A reptile is born as an aquatic animal and then becomes both an aquatic and a land animal, like tadpoles from frogs and stuff. Same with salamanders. They have a different larva. They come out differently and they develop and change during their lives of the amphibians. I mean, they're similar. They're cold-blooded animals, just like reptiles are, but they go through this life change, you know, during their actual life, not just in the embryo.
Hmm. Okay. And then my second question is, how can you tell the difference between a turtle and a tortoise?
Tortoises are land animals.
Can they swim?
Some can. The Madagascar ones can, but like the sulcatas and stuff that people have, they can't. These gopher tortoises that we have in Florida, people think they're helping them by throwing them in the lake, and they might have killed them. Now, they can hold their breath quite a while, so if they can walk to a shoreline and manage to get out, they'd be okay, but they can't swim. They're very heavy. They're top heavy, and their feet are like elephant feet, not like
square.
Yeah. They don't have the fins that they can swim. So, yeah, please don't put your tortoise, if you see it on the street, and throw it in the river and think you're helping it out.
What's the best, speaking about the tortoise, the best kind of like housing that you can do for a tortoise, if you have one? And what is the lifespan of a tortoise?
Oh, lifespan of a tortoise. The oldest one that's alive today that's documented is 238 years old.
Wow.
But they're estimated to live as much as 250 years. Well, Charles Darwin went to the Galapagos and brought back an actual adult Galapagos tortoise. And that tortoise died 5 years ago.
I was going to say, pretty recent.
Yeah. He's been dead 200 years. The guy brought it here, and his tortoise finally died 5 years ago in England.
Wow.
So they're the kind of animals, like birds, like as you know, because you have birds, they're the kind of things that you have to think about who might be able to take care of them when you're gone.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, the birds that I have are parrots. I've got an African gray, and I've also got an Amazon, and you're talking anywhere from, well, they're captivity, so thinking about 70, 80, even 90 years for some of these birds. But tortoise, though, 250 years, a long time.
I want a tortoise so bad, and it might be my next pet, because I can totally convince Danny, my husband, to let me get a tortoise.
And if it's a big enough tortoise, like we have them set up in a pen in our yard, so they have this big, giant area that they can roam around the yard. You can't do that right away because there's predators. You know, you got to worry about raccoons and possums and stuff.
So the thing that I find interesting, and you told me this, I believe, was that with tortoises, you know, even if you're worried about them digging out,
They can't dig up.
Right.
That's why you can't, with the gopher tortoises that we have here in Florida, people will, like, fill in their thing, but that kills them because they can't get out because they literally can't
They
dig
don't
up.
Have an up gene. They just don't have a gene that teaches them to dig upward.
So if they're digging down into a hole, they basically back out?
Yeah, they just walk out. And they make themselves enough room there where they could probably turn around and walk out.
They're pretty big. If you actually...
So you don't have to worry about putting them in your... Because I wondered, you know, I went past...
they can't dig. People think they dig out and then they're going to dig under your fence and dig out. They can't do that.
Okay. They got to go out of the same hole that they dug.
Got to go out of the same hole they got in.
All right, that's good to know. And if you want to coax them out, do you recommend something like...
Lettuce.
Yeah, maybe if they're hungry, you could coax them out with lettuce or carrot. With mine, it'd be carrots, because they love carrots or pumpkin. But you know what? If they're in there and they think someone's trying to get them, they're probably not going to come out.
So they're going to stay in
there. Yeah, that's a protection for them.
But they'll eventually come out, right?
Of course.
Okay. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call if you've got a reptile question, a turtle, a tortoise, a snake, a lizard, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Your friends desert you. There's somebody thinking of you. I'm the one who'll never hurt you.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
The American Kennel Club, AKC, a not-for-profit organization, the world's largest purebred dog registry and leading advocate for dogs, is excited to announce the winners of the AKC Agility Premium Cup presented by Pet Perfect by Sean Floors. This year's event took place on May 2nd at Fort Stewart, Georgia, as part of the AKC Salutes the Troops, a weekend that honored service members and showcased the powerful bond between dogs and their handlers. Nearly 100 of the country's top agility teams gathered for the AKC's Agility Premium Cup, competing across five height divisions, 8, 12, 16, 20, and 24. I'm going to guess that's inches. Yeah, definitely not feet. Teams vied for a total of 10,000 in prizes in one of the most anticipated agility competitions of the year. The competition was fierce at this year's AKC Agility Premium Cup, said Douglas Hurley, AKC's Director of Agility. The event was thrilling to watch, and we'd like to congratulate all of the teams for their hard work and dedication to the sport. The winners are as follows. For the 8-inch one, we have a Paplon named Lark, handled by Betsy Lynch. For the 12-inch, we have an All-American dog named Nimble, handled by Cynthia Horner. For the 16-inch, you have a Border Collie named Zula, handled by Jada Sweeney. And at the 20-inch, we have a working Kelpie known as Excel, handled by Aaron Stemmler. And at the 24-inch, we have a Border Collie known as Genuine, handled by Perry DeWitt. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
I'm a dog. Dog. Woof. Woof. Yep, I'm a doggy dog, dog. I'm a dog.
Dog.
Woof, woof. Yep, I'm a doggy dog, dog. Woof, woof. I'm a walking treat on 4 feet, the finest pet you get to meet. My fur keeps in the heat. Now take it in while my tail feels the beat. What you whistling at? I'm not a parakeet. I'm a dog. I'm pet perfection when it comes to pet selection. Oh, I'm the king. Yeah. Now excuse me while I smell this thing. The rest of the pets all know I'm the best in show at the doggy show. Cause I'm a purebred, kibble-fed, chillin' in my doggy bed. Just to be clear, I'll repeat what I said. I'm a dog. Woof. I'm a doggy dog, dog. I'm a dog.
So, Lexi, you can't say that your dog was not mentioned because the Border Collie was one of the winners.
I don't have a Border Collie.
Or not Border Collie, the Corgi.
Yeah, I have a Corgi. I could not see my Corgi jumping 24 inches off the ground.
No.
Not sure that they're the best at agility.
But Huskies are Aurora, which is your dog.
She could jump 24.
Oh, yeah.
She could do 24 inches.
I'm surprised you don't see them in like agility that often.
Yeah, I don't understand that. You know why? Because they don't know how to take direction, though. They could jump it, but they would decide not to.
Yeah.
That, you know, could be. I mean, they can be stubborn. There's
Huskies
no doubt
are
about
very
that.
Stubborn, yeah.
But they're also meant for cold temperatures.
So
a lot of people don't have them in the warmer climate.
But you know that the hair and oils that they use to protect them from the cold actually
keep
protect them
cool.
from the heat as well.
Yeah.
Actually keeps them cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting because with the AKC that you were talking about, there's a big lawsuit going on between them and PETA. And one quote, PETA notes that breed standards, which are used to judge purebred dogs at Westminster and other dog shows, are designed to drive demand for dogs, not promote healthy dogs. Registration fees for purebred dogs are at a primary source of revenue for the AKC. The group generated nearly $38 million on registration fees for dogs and litters of puppies in 2023.
I could believe that because, so my Corgi, she is AKC registered. She is a purebred pedigree dog or whatever, but she is imperfect. She would never be able to show ever because one, she has a tail. That's not breed standard. Mm. And she has some other, because I talked about it with the breeder, she has a calic on her hair that would be marked off. Like there's just different things. But one of the big things is that the breeder I went with, he breeds Corgis because she is the Queen's Corgi. I'm drawing a blank right now. It's Welsh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Welsh Corgi.
Right.
She is like your standard Corgi. So normally you know them to not have tails. But my breeder, I went with one specifically because their tails are so beautiful to have one with a tail. But that is against breed standards. Yeah.
But it's not the tails that dispute here. What's going on between PETA and the AKC is breathing impaired breeds. And that's your bulldogs, your French bulldogs, your pugs, Chinese Shar-Pei's. Basically, PETA's saying that these dogs should not be bred any longer because it's an impairment.
It is.
That's, it is. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Especially
it
like your Boston Terrier.
Yeah, like
I know.
The flat-faced dogs, I'm right. hearing they have trouble breathing.
That's, yeah.
I've seen there are people that have started trying to breed the Boston Terrier back to being its original-looking dog, which it doesn't have
well,
such a flat
cool.
face.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And you know, I can understand that, but, you know, they talk about crippling pain, suffocation, ultimately
yeah,
leading to
face.
Death
yeah.
Because of the flat face. Because a lot of people, if you do your education and you know how to take care of a flat face dog, cephalophysiac, or I can never say
cephalic.
The word.
Yeah.
Basically, good. With that breed, if you have good care of them, taking care of them, then you know you're okay. But a lot of people get that breed because they think it's cute. And then they don't know how to take care of them. And then you have them in, like, heat all the time or in certain...
They struggle to breathe.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you just got to make it a little bit easier for the way that these dogs live.
Yeah.
Especially with, the pushed-in faces like yeah. that.
But you can be registered without having those things. Like she said about the Corgi, our same way. Aurora is a registered AKC Husky. But she's what's called a woolly husky. Her hair's longer than it should be, so she wouldn't qualify for a show.
Yeah.
And she's too big for a female. She wouldn't qualify for a show,
yeah.
but they still breed them. I mean,
yeah,
still
you can
have
still
them.
Do
you
them.
Can get them.
But I don't think that there's anything wrong with encouraging people to try and breed these flat-faced dogs to not have... Because I feel like we've bred them to the point where they're so flat-faced
yeah.
that they almost don't have a snout at
right.
all.
Right, that's a shame.
And it's like, even if we could breed them to have even just a teeny bit, where they're still cute and stuff, they would still be cute with regular
yeah.
faces.
See, I don't even think they're cute. I don't think pug-faced dogs are cute.
On this note...
Let the games begin!
Name that animal sound. If you know what animal makes this sound, then we're going to set you up with a prize. You can go from Vitacraft Purr Sticks or Lick and Lap. You can go from Good Pets Foods. You can get the Daily Probiotic, the Daily Multivitamin, the Hip and Joint Plus. It's a supplement treat for your dogs. We have a dog book, a cat book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood.
Spider reptiles.
And we also have a bracelet on elephants. So you can go with those or a harness for a small dog like a chihuahua. And we also have the keychain from Kayla's Creations, and it's a dog mom keychain. It's a bracelet keychain. You wear it as a bracelet, and you put your keys on it. It's cute. It's with the silly beads that it's made. And you can win those if you know what creature makes this sound. They live about 10 to 15 years. Their speed is about 30 to 40 miles per hour, and you will see them in the wild, but you will see them at zoos. And it's been said that there's only about 2,000 or so of them left in the wild. So what creature is this? You never want to have it as a pet. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sasani.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And this is Talking Pets.
Anna, did you just throw a stick?
He's not getting that.
Yeah, I'm not getting that.
I'm a dog.
A dog.
Woof, woof.
I'm a doggy dog dog.
I'm a dog.
Woof.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, vacation you burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because vacation you doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Think it's time we throw off this disguise. Secrets, there's no more lies to tell. Nothing more to say, nothing more to say. This is my lucky day,
my lucky day.
And love will give me wings to touch the sky. I can fly. Is there any wisdom in these eyes? So long to finally realize. Everywhere I go,
how was I to know?
Love would give me wings to touch the sky. I can fly. Inside of me, how could anyone believe anything the way that you believe in me? I know what you are.
I know what
you
are.
My lucky star, and love will give me wings to touch the sky.
Italian dog Sniffer Dog was killed after eating sausages filled with nails that were thrown into his kennel, his trainer said. Bruno, a 7-year-old bloodhound, had been hailed as a hero for finding 9 missing people during his career and was once honored by Italy's prime minister. Giorgio Meloni condemned the vile, cowardly, unacceptable killing on a post on X. Thank you for all you've done, Bruno, she said. The dog's trainer, Arcangelo Cassetti, said he knew who was responsible and vowed that they would pay for their actions. It has been suggested that the killing was carried out as revenge for Bruno's role in dismantling dog fighting rings. Today I died with you, Mr. Cassese says, in a Facebook post announcing his death. He said he found the dog, who he says he saw as a brother, on Friday morning in his kennel at the end of his search and rescue training center in Toronto. You fought your whole life to save humans, and now it was a human who did this to you, he added. You were, you are, and you will continue to be my hero. The trainer said Italy's police and prosecution office have launched a joint investigation into the killing. Addressing the culprits, he said, I know who you are, and you will pay. He told the local media that he had even received death threats in the weeks leading up to Bruno's death. It wasn't random. They wanted me to step aside, but I will never give in. This is a vile attack done for money and revenge, he told the Della Sera newspaper. Italian MP and animal justice activist Michela Vittoria has urged the police to bring those responsible to justice. She suggested that Bruno had been targeted by criminals because of his role in seizing dogs that were used in fighting. A newly strengthened law spearheaded by Brambilla can punish anyone who kills an animal by using torture with up to 4 years in prison and a 51,000 lira fine. Bambina has called for this law to be applied due to Bruno's long and painful death from internal bleeding brought on by the nail-filled sausage. We owe it to this noble animal, she said in a statement. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us at Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Gino Sassani.
Listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sassani.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. This animal sound is still out there. We want to know if you can identify what this is. I will say that, like I've already told you, a couple of clues. They can run up to 40 miles per hour. Their gestation period is 93 to 112 days. There's approximately about 2,000 of them left in the wild, give or take. And a pretty big hint with this one. If you compared it to another creature, like a lion, this creature of the sound, they say, is much stronger than a lion. And in a fight, would actually put the lion down. So, what creature is it? 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Give us a call, and you can win a prize.
And bouncing's what they do best.
Very good. Very good. I got that one.
Bouncing.
So, I want to know, there's a difference between, and you taught me this,
yeah.
There's a difference between poisonous and venomous.
Yeah, and snakes are not poisonous. They're venomous. The difference is poisonous is something you can't eat or get into your body. Those are poisons. Venom is a protein that's injected and used by an animal in self-defense or to break down its quarry. You know, snakes and spiders, they're venomous. They're not poisonous. That's not poison. That's venomous.
But I think We've talked about this, I can't recall, but I think we talked about in terms of the, you might say, the black market,
right,
that people are buying venomous snakes, like vipers and so on.
Well, not
and so
even
forth.
On the black market. They're legal here in the United States. There are many
really?
What they
But why would you want one?
You need a particular license called a hot license, they call them. Well, for the same reason you do any snakes, in proper care, there are some beautiful, absolutely gorgeous venomous snakes out there, and it's part of conservation, you know. People breeding these things actually help to keep these animals going. And as long as you're responsible, and there are very strict rules to have a hot license, but yeah, there are people in this country. That, I know people in Florida who have cobras and things like that.
I bet it's the same thing like when people collect shoes or whatever. It's a collection almost. Yeah. Like it's something that it's a hobby. You like them. It's something that you
want.
But
it's not necessarily the right thing. And then you don't have to feed your shoes other than put your foot in them.
Right.
But the thing is that... I want to find out, you brought one with you, but
yeah,
it's
not that.
But it's
I don't
a
have
corn snake,
venomous,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't breed
I don't
venomous.
Breed any venomous.
Thank you
yeah.
for that, by the way.
No problem.
But it's a corn snake. Can you pull them out?
Yes, I can.
So if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you'll see this corn snake, and it's pretty amazing looking. We're at Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, and he's pretty big.
It's a teenager.
Do you know if that's a boy or a girl?
Yes, yes. This is a boy.
A boy.
His name's Carmine.
Do you find that a lot of people will have like a corn snake as a pet?
It's the most popular snake out there for pets.
Do they? And they look differently, don't they?
What do you mean? Because they come in all kinds of colors and variations. This doesn't look anything like a corn snake you'd see in the wild.
So in the wild, what would you consider, how would you know if a snake was venomous in the wild?
Well, you know what? I tell people to treat every snake that they see in the wild as venomous, because all these rules, like, you know, red touches black
right.
touches yellow, or red eyes, they're all false. I do programs, and I'm going to be doing one in Temple Terrace on the 29th. I do programs at the libraries and stuff, where I teach people and families about that. And that's the first thing I tell them, is that, you know, there is no one rule. Anybody who thinks there's one rule, like the way their eyes look or the shape of their head or the color, it's completely false.
Lexi, do you want to hold him?
No.
So
he's so wiggly.
He's a two-year-old. So this is what they're like. Where's the camera?
Yeah, the camera's up there. So
he's a two-year-old.
He's big. How much bigger will he get?
He'll get about as big as a $0.50 round, and he'll get about 6-7 feet.
Now, is it muscles that are inside of a snake that he's able to go out of your hand?
Yeah,
and
he's all muscle. He's got muscles from his neck all the way down to his tail.
And that's how they can protrude straight up in the air or whatever.
Yeah. You'd think that he'd have, like, little abs or something.
Well, they're muscles, but they're also rib cages. His rib cage goes all the way down his body. So that's a long rib cage. So he's got, like, ab muscles. It's like our ab muscles around our rib cage. That's the kind of muscles he has.
Does a snake have a penis?
Yes, they have two.
Does it come out?
Sometimes. On our website, we actually have in our gallery a picture of the hemipenis. Yeah, it's called a hemipenis.
I'm going
to
have to look that up.
That's kind of the same thing with great white sharks.
Just like exactly. When she said that, I said, yeah, it's just like snakes.
That's pretty wild, though. I mean, and do you find that, like, what would you have to feed a corn snake?
At this size, he eats mice. And eventually, he'll eat small rats. But right now, he eats adult mice.
Do you say a lot of people may have, like, non-venomous snakes in their area, but it's a good thing not to kill them because they do keep in control, like rats and stuff like that, right?
They do. In fact, you know, we had National Geographic on here earlier. They did a study a few years ago where they said that if every snake you kill, it destroys enough food in our environment to feed an entire human being for the rest of his life, even if he lives to be 100. Because, like, he eats about 500 rats in his lifetime. So not only are you missing 500 rats, but you're missing all the rat babies that those rats would have had and they babies would have had. And so one snake protects an amount of food on this planet equal to a human being's entire consumption of food, even to be 100 years old.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's what you do. You parents always say, don't waste food. You kill a snake, you just wasted a whole lot of food now.
Well, I have to say, he's very handsome.
Yeah,
very
they're not
handsome
slimy.
Snake.
People think they're slimy.
No, I've held them before. But we're going to go out to a break. We come back more of Talking Pets. But if you've got a question about snakes, give us a call. 818-818-6401. And that trivia question is still out there, the animal sound, I should say. And they come in Siberian, Sumatran, Caspian. Those are just some of them. What's the answer? 818-818-6401.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first-ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators and small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you'll lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com. www.thegamesbegin.com.
As if orcas weren't frightening enough, experts think they are getting even smarter as they have started to learn some terrifying new behaviors. The whale species, commonly known as killer whales, is an apex predator that has learned to adapt its hunting methods to a variety of different prey. In March of 2019, researchers were stunned when they witnessed the first documented case of a pod of orcas working as a team to kill one of the largest animals on the planet, a blue whale. The gruesome incident took place on the coast of southwestern Australia, as experts watched as a dozen orcas bit chunks out of the adult blue whale, slowly wearing it down until it finally died an hour later. While it may have been the first recorded case, it has not been the last. Additionally, a small population of orcas on the coast of Spain and Portugal have become fans of ramming and damaging boats, sometimes causing enough destruction to sink them. Elsewhere, orcas have been seen abducting baby pilot whales and tearing the livers out of the sharks that later wash up on a shore. Deborah Gills, an orca researcher at the University of Washington and the nonprofit Wild Orca, explained to Life Science, "These are animals with an incredibly complex and highly evolved brain. They've got parts of their brain that are associated with memory and emotion that are significantly more developed than even in the human brain. But while the actual anatomy of the animals' brains hasn't changed, their ability to learn is what is making orcas smarter than even before. They implement what is known as social learning, where younger members of the pods observe and learn hunting methods from the adults, particularly the dominant matriarch, who themselves are always learning." Josh McGinnis, a marine ecologist at the University of British Columbia, explained, "This behavior may be being shared between individuals, and that's maybe why we're seeing an increase in some of these mortality events. But while experts think that they are getting smarter, they also think it may be leading to the breakup of large pods of orcas." Michael Weiss, a behavioral ecologist and research director at the Center for Whale Research in Washington State, said, "Their social bonds get weaker because you can't be in a big partying killer whale group if you're all hungry and trying to search for food." Reporting, I'm John Patch.
Kill whales, they're the bad boys. Kill whales, they're the bad boys. Shields flying through the air. Killer whales just don't care, cause they're bad boys. Kill whales, they'll eat a baby whale's face. Kill whales, they leave their mess up on their plate. They don't care about the mess or for mama whale's distress. They're the bad boys. Also known as orcas, don't be drawn in. Stylish black and white skin. Think you've got away, you'd best think again. They'll drag you back into the water. Smart and stylish, there's no denying. But if you hang around, you'll soon be dying. Not soon enough, it must be said, they're playing baseball with your head. They're bad boys.
You gotta love this song.
Yeah, I do.
But, you know, they're not pets, that's for sure.
No, they're not.
And, you know, I mean, and after reading that, it makes you realize how smart and intelligent they are.
Yeah.
And how much, truly, they don't believe to be, they don't belong in captivity.
They have actually done studies that killer whales or orcas have a piece of their brain that humans don't have, and it's an emotional piece.
That's what it said in the story, yeah.
Yeah, if you watch the, I just always refer back to Blackfish because it's one of my favorite documentaries, because I thought it was just so great. But they are, they're so intelligent and so emotional. So you're causing so much.
So they can get mad at you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why they act out, though. Yeah. Because, like, when the, I can't think of his name, but when the one whale was hurting people at SeaWorld for a while, it was really bad. And it's
Tilikum.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was he's angry. He's lashing out.
Yeah.
But he's done that at other parks as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would lash out too if I was kept in a closet all day. That's essentially the space that they're given. Yeah.
You know, it is a sad situation, and especially knowing that they are so intelligent and so emotional, even more so than the human brain, like we said. So it really opens up a new dimension there in thinking about them. But we still have, as we close out this hour, we still have about 2 minutes. So I love this creature. I've been around them. They're absolutely gorgeous. I love their coloring. I would never, ever consider having one as a pet, and you shouldn't either, or else they'll end up where I was with them at, like, Shambhala.org, which is a preserve for animals that have been in circuses or kept as pets. Chippy Hedren from the movie Alfred Hitchcock, The Birds, a good friend of mine, she's the one that ends up taking care of them, as many other groups around the country do, around the world. And but like I said, there's not many of them left in the wild. So if you know what animal we're talking about, call.
Well, you know, the wonderful,
you win a prize.
The wonderful thing about them is they're wonderful things.
They are wonderful. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. I'll never forget the one day, though, I was, like, over at Tippy's, and we were walking around, and, you know, you don't walk around with these creatures. They're, you know, kept in environments. And I was standing there looking at the one. Well, he decided to turn around, and I really wasn't sure what he was doing until I got sprayed with urine.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. Is that a welcome, or are you just getting ready to eat me? I mean, I just...
Ellen and I used to visit Richard Bauer that used to have... he used to raise them for movies and stuff, and he was up in Bushnell, and we used to get to hang out with some of them. I've got this picture of her holding this big snow leopard.
Yeah, again, that's, you know, that was got the Tiger King.
Yeah.
You know, he was...
Oh, no, not that guy. This was a different guy.
No,
yeah,
I know,
that guy.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Well, I had one guy wanting me to come and do a live remote from his place. It was up South Carolina, North Carolina, something like that.
Yeah.
And he lets his roam around the entire estate. And I'm like, I'm not going to be sitting there in your yard doing a show. And I might smell good to them. I don't know. I mean, so wild animals belong in the wild.
Yeah.
And the sad part is there's less wild out there. So I'm going to give it to, well, you know what it is.
I know what it is.
Gino. So, Lexi, what creature is it?
I think it's a cheetah.
Oh, no.
Oh. Well, then I have no clue.
Take another guess. You got three strikes.
Gosh, is it...
you think you're being...
Oh, it's a big cat. A panther. I'm trying to think of an endangered one.
It's not a panther either, and you got 10 seconds.
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
Oh, my God, what's like one of the...
A leopard.
No, the wonderful thing about tiggers.
Yeah.
Tiggers are wonderful things.
A tiger.
There you go.
There you go.
Took you four shots, but you got it. So if somebody wants to call up, just tell Sydney what you want as a prize, and it's coming out to you. So you can go with Cat Treats, Dog Treats, book, whatever. Give us a call, but I got to say goodbye for now. Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. Check it out at GESasani.com for his music. This is Talking Pets.
Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.